Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
Changing my definition of success is huge. Understanding that success isn't launching the coffee company. Success is all the habits that went into almost creating it.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Benjamin Ritter. Now get this, he's a coach, consultant, and entrepreneur who's worked as a healthcare executive and has started multiple businesses of his own. But he also failed to get his coffee company off the ground, even though he still feels it was a great idea. That's coming up after the break. Broken Bulbs is the newest podcast from Mecco Radio. And since we're new, we're still needing to grow. One of the biggest ways that you can help us do that is by leaving a review. It's simple, it's free, and you can do it right from your phone while you're listening to the podcast. You can go to ratethispodcast.com/bulbs or use the first link in the show notes to take you straight to Podchaser. Thanks for listening, and thanks for leaving a review. Now, on to the show. Dr. Benjamin Ritter, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I am ready.
Fantastic. Let's start by talking about your coffee company. What was this coffee company? And then I suppose, ultimately, what happened to it?
I actually love talking about this because I really want someone to go out and do it. It's something that just looms over me. It was one of my almost entrepreneurial endeavors. I was a entrepreneur for sure for this one. And it was an infused coffee product infused with omega-3 fatty acids. So basically you would get your daily allotment of omega-3s from your daily cups of coffee. The whole purpose there was to take people's behaviors that they already were doing, their habits, and make them healthier. It was under an umbrella company called Simplify Health. So I had this huge plan to create a line of products and different services, really focused on my values of improving the health of the everyday individual with very minor adjustments to their behavior. So very much just buying something, a different product at the store, but doing the same habit that you would do naturally day to day. So this idea came up because I was very much surrounded in like the food industry and health policy and really just wanted to make a difference. And I was talking to my sister's now ex-husband at the time, who was her husband at the time. And we were just going back and forth with ideas. He loved coffee. He drank it all the time, all these different flavors. And I was like, man, what if we just improved coffee for people? That would make a huge difference. And he said, that's a great idea. And I said, well, I don't know if I really feel comfortable with this, but it does seem like it would sell. And I talked about it with you, so I guess we have to do this together, which was one of my first mistakes because he wasn't, I said now ex-husband, he wasn't the best guy. And I always had this feeling inside of me that this was a bad idea. This was trouble. But I was like, whatever, I talked with him about it first. I can't go do this on my own. That wouldn't be moral, wouldn't be ethical. So I have to work on this idea with him. So we went at it. I created the logo, the brand. He went off and did focus groups in different like coffee, in different cafes, because he had a bunch of friends that owned cafes. This was over in New Orleans and I was in Chicago. I went and visited a bunch of local roasters. I got bids. I created a business plan. I literally was all set to go. It was actually pretty neat. We had like little samples of the coffee itself. We had three different flavors. But the whole time I was like, I don't trust this guy. And I don't really know if I can do this. And so like, there was always these little voices in my head pulling me back. Like I would take action. I'd write a business plan, but then something would pull me back and say like, is this really what you want to be doing? Is this what you should be doing? Is this the person you want to be doing it with? Are you good enough to do this? Because this is right out of undergrad. And eventually we got to the point where I got an invoice from a roaster. It was like $1,500. It was like, I could have paid for a first production and labels and bags and given them away. And like nothing would have changed in my life. I would have been fine. I had a nice chunk of savings. I was working full time. But those voices went out. the voices of, do you really want to go in business with this guy? But, you know, how do you pull away from this relationship? And the, you're not good enough for this. You've never done something like this. Wow, who do you think you are to be able to do this? And so instead of launching the company, I ended up going to grad school to get my MBA in entrepreneurial management, to become an entrepreneur. At the same time, get my MPH in health policy. So both of those were amazing degrees, but I feel like the doubt that I had about that company led me to try to find ways to fix that doubt. And to me, it was going back to school, which I think a lot of people do nowadays. And luckily, I ended up getting a job working full-time for the university to pay for the tuition. But I always keep thinking about this business and what it could have been and how I could have just launched. I could launch it tomorrow if I really wanted to, but something is off. So I just keep putting it out there. Hopefully someone does it.
I think it's really interesting how some of your doubts seemed very justified, right? Particularly the business relationship, maybe not the best relationship to be in for starting a company. And then also you just had these doubts of, I can't do it, which I think is something that everybody struggles with whenever they're starting something new, is that bit of imposter syndrome. Now, what have you done since then to get over those feelings of self-doubt and thinking that you can't do it, so that you have been able to, since then, start up other projects and be successful with those?
The one thing that I highly recommend to a lot of people is to get your mistakes out of the way, get your failures out of the way. Because if you're self-aware and you're action-oriented, achievement-oriented, you won't make that mistake again. And now, whenever I get an idea, as you know, as if you look me up on LinkedIn and look at what I've done, I go create it. I go do it. And you know, there's also some underlying lessons there. But dealing with the imposter syndrome, honestly, was like having that memory in the back of my mind saying, what could this have been if I just did it? There was no reason not to have done it. So just having the mistake is powerful, and realizing that it is pretty much a mistake. I could have got it going. Other than that, just working on my own levels of self-confidence, recognizing my wins, where I've achieved success, changing my definition of success is huge. Understanding that success isn't launching the coffee company. Success is all the habits that went into almost creating it. It's the fact that I was able to do that. I was able to do the research, build the relationships with the roaster, create a label, like teach myself Photoshop and build a label. All those little steps are the definition of success. And I wrote an article not too long ago about, you know, the main reason why you have doubt as an entrepreneur. It's because we have expectations for ourselves. We have this milestone way ahead of us. We see this like gleaming award or trophy of this $1 million house or yacht or things like that, whatever you want as an entrepreneur. But then from where you are to where you envision yourself to be is this chasm. It's this gap. It's this void. And so we don't actually have any clarity in terms of what are the steps I need to take to achieve whatever it is that I feel like I need to achieve. And so doubt, really, like this, abolishing doubt is breaking down the necessary steps, having real goals, understanding the processes along the way, but also thinking about what could prevent you from actually achieving it. So with this coffee company, it was, I knew what I needed to do to launch it, but I didn't have exact clarity on what to do after the launch. And I also didn't have clarity in terms of like why this mattered to me, or why I was the one that was able to do this. There was a lot of the cloud of doubt about myself came from the cloud of doubt that I had around the company itself and some other steps that I could have taken and planned out.
You mentioned your other creative projects and how you set aside doubt and set aside your failures so that you can just jump into it. What is that experience like, maybe briefly, of jumping into that void and creating something new and just really going for it?
You have to assess the risk. I can't sit here and say, go get an experience, spend your life savings on something and you'll learn from it. Now, I think with this company, there was very minimal risk to launch it. But I was uncomfortable because I also never launched a company before. And I never put down any money towards launching a company before. And anytime you do something that is outside your normal habits or behavior, there is usually going to be some semblance of fear, discomfort, or doubt related to it. And so we almost have to get into the habit of doing things that make us uncomfortable, doing things that we would consider brave based on our past behavior. You know, when I work with clients nowadays, sending a message to someone they don't know makes a lot of people really nervous. And I send probably 80 to 100 messages to people I don't know a day. And it's so like two very different feelings and experiences towards the same action, only because the people that are nervous about it haven't done it before. So for me personally, if there's any advice I'd give for entrepreneurs, is go spend a little bit of money that you are comfortable with starting a company or investing in a company, because the moment you get that out of the way, the easier it's going to be in the future. Anything. It could be, literally be anything.
I like that. Yeah, I think that's huge advice, is to just kind of get started, and even just small, just try something, get the feeling in, try and understand what goes on there. At the end of every episode, I leave time where we can discuss or at least plug what's working for you now. So share with us for a moment here. Feel free to brag a little bit. What is it that's working for you, and where can people find you?
There are three traits. They're called the three C's of self-leadership that I found are essential for actually taking action that is fulfilling and meaningful for individuals. So if you are ever going to start a business, you look at these three C's and say, do I have these? If I do, I'm going to be successful. If I don't have these, then I need to stop and I need to focus on these. And so three C's of self-leadership are clarity, confidence, and control. Clarity is, we talked about it, that what are the steps, what are the goals, what are the processes you need to actually take to achieve the goals that you've set for yourself, but also then what are the reasons behind these goals? Why do they actually attach to your core being? So this is for you, so you can stay motivated. Confidence is confidence in your own abilities, but also basically saying, I need to go learn stuff I don't know. So are you intentionally learning each and every day? Am I pulling out a book about how to launch a coffee company or run a coffee business or how to, you know, trademark something? Am I spending my time intentionally, or am I over there playing video games? The last C in terms of control is, am I intentional with my relationships, with my time? Am I able to stay on point despite my emotions? And how am I building that in as a habit? So who am I networking with on a daily basis? What does my support network around me look like in terms of my relationships? Am I structuring my day in a way where I'm getting the greatest ROI that's going to lead me towards my goals? And if you put all this together, if you have this together, you will more than likely be successful towards something that you set out to achieve, or at least learn a few lessons along the way.
I love that. And obviously, you impart this advice on more places than just my podcast. So where is it that people can find you?
Yeah, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. If you have a profile on there, I respond to everyone. It's just Dr. Benjamin Ritter. If you want to learn more about my coaching services, go to liveforyourselfconsulting.com. If you don't like typing, just go to lfyconsulting.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for listening. Special thank you to Dr. Benjamin Ritter for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out all of his work we've got linked in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork was by Bethany Gustafson, and the music in this episode was by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.